Can you just record off Zoom?
It doesn't sound good.
Okay, we left off in the previous year. The Gemara gives a dimya, gives a comparison between the dinim of kavua that we know and love from Teisha Chanuyos to a case of Teisha Tziburim. You have 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, and a mouse comes running in, and we see the mouse going to take it, and we can't quite identify where it's coming from, which pile it took from, and now we have a latest asafik. The Gemara says that latest asafik is a big problem, because even though statistically we're in a pretty good position because we have a rov, but Hilchos Kavua dictates to us that we're not in such a good position because Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechtu Domi. So therefore, because Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechtu Domi, therefore the conclusion is we have to be machmir. And the question is, why do we have to be machmir? What kind of area of halacha are we dealing with? So the simple reading of the Gemara, as Rashi takes that approach, is that we're dealing with Bdikus Chametz, which is exactly what we think we're dealing with, because this is the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. The Isur of Achilas Chametz, even though we've kind of spoke about it a little bit this year, in passing once or twice, but the Sugyas of Achilas Chametz are really the second parak, not really the first parak. The first parak is really by Rovei Motzei, Tashbisu, Bedikas Chametz, Bittel, just in case no one's noticed that over the last 10 months. So Rashi therefore says, we're on Daf Tes, we're only in the second mission of the parak, so we're most likely discussing the topic, the main theme of this parak, maybe B'dikas Chametz. Rashi says, we're dealing with the Shabbat B'dikas Chametz. So Tosfos says, how can we deal with B'dikas Chametz? If it would be B'dikas Chametz is only Midei Rabbanan, and the Kavua from day till tomorrow, Midei Sveikel and Afka, Sveikel Rabbanan Lekula. So Tosfos changes the whole case. Tosfos says, no, Hocham Eskina, we're dealing with Achilas Chametz. The guy wants to eat a piece of Chametz / Matzah, whatever this is, after the mouse drops it off. He wants to be able to eat it. Ooh, that's a Shabbat Raisa. It's a chorus. The law of the Torah. Ooh, that's a serious Issa Deraisa. So that's the Sugi of Kavua. But if the Sugi would only be dealing with the Dikas Chametz that we would have a right to make it, unless you want to be Deichek, says Taisvis, the Rachel Maskin, you weren't Mavatla, and now it's too late to do Bittel, so now it's a Shabbat Deraisa. Maybe you can kvetch. The only thing is, Taisvis says, even if you're going to kvetch that you weren't Mavatla, there's another problem. There's another reason you had to be Mekel. You have a Chazakah. The house was Bodur. If the house wasn't Bodur, then the sugya doesn't get off the ground. Obviously, the house was Bodur from an hour ago, and now we're discussing the change in Chazakas. So, change in Chazakas, why do you have to be so machmir? If you have a Cheskas Bodur, everything should be hunky dory. So, Taisus really, really doesn't approve of this Pshat Rashi. I think there are a lot of problems with this Pshat Rashi. And the simple Pshat says Taisus is that, notwithstanding the context of the Gemara as Bdika, it can't be Tova Bdika. It's just impossible for the Gemara to be Tova Bdika. But Lamaisa Rashi says it. And the simple reading of the text of the Gemara seems to bear out Rashi's pshat. So, of course, the problem has to be addressed. So how do you address that question? So I think there are 4 different biurim in possibilities of Mishayim and Achamarim as to how to understand the sugya in light of the fact that l'chora, we're dealing with the derabbanan, not l'chora, we are dealing with the derabbanan. We don't want to stick in low detail. That's not the pasuk pshat Gemara at all. So we want to assume the person was Mavatil, and there's really only a Dirabon here, and there is something that's preventing us from applying the regular rules of Safik Dirabon Lekula. And now the question is, what is that? So within the 4 Biurim that we'll try to advance of today and probably into tomorrow, the 4 Biurim can be broken down to 2 categories. There are 2 Biurim that are very B'dikas Chametz oriented. There's something unique about B'dikas Chametz that prevents us from applying Safik Dirabon Lekula. And the second two answers are not B'dikas Chametz sugyas. The more Yerodeya sugyas, the more Klolis Fekas sugyas, the more Klolis Fekas Dabon Lekulav sugyas, there is something about this scenario that doesn't lend itself to Fekas Dabon Lekulav. It's not because it's Hilchos B'dikas Chametz. So at the end of the day, we know where we have to get to. We have to get to the point of being Machmer. That's the goal in life. We have to be, not the goal, always in life, but the goal in this sugya. That's a good line out of context. We have to be machmer. Rashi, got that? Got that for next Shushan Purim? Okay. So we have to be machmer. That's the given. We have to be machmer. We have no choice. No other way in life. We have to be machmer. We have to figure out how to get to that chumrah. So Waze is telling us there are 4 routes to get to that chumrah. 2 of them are taking one highway, and 2 of them are taking the other highway. 2 of them are chametz tikkus sugyas, and 2 of them are yeradei tikkus sugyas. So we'll see if we can try to figure out which of these 4 mahalchim are going to get us there. Maybe all 4 will get them there. See which one gets us there quickest. So the Chiddush Yaran, begins to tackle, to analyze this sugya with the following very simple premise. It says, the Sharan, the mitzvah of bedikas chametz means when I have a house and I have chametz that at one time was in this house, I've reached the state of what's called cheskaso, makosh mechnis bechametz, first mishnah, back to the base, shtei shuras b'marativ, I have a makosh mechnis bechametz, I have a makom, a house, a chutz, whatever, whatever, my office, my car, whatever it is, I have my makom, X, and I have chametz, I know I have chametz, I had bagels, I had pizzas, I had pastas, I had crackers, I had a whole bunch of chametz, and I know that there's chametz here, that's the mechayv of bedikas chametz, on the level of derabanan. You want to tell me because chametz is because gezeira that the bittul is not going to be believed shalom. So you want to tell me like the Bartanura, shem yachzim bittul. You want to tell me like taisis shem yavel yachzim. Whatever reason you want to pin on the mitzvah derabanan bedikas chametz, the criteria to create the chiyuv of bedikas chametz is I have a house and I have something which is an issa chametz, something which is the chavta shel chametz that's in this house. So it comes around such as follows. I have a house and I have a mouse. And the mouse ran to a pile and grabbed something from the pile, and I'm watching, but I'm not paying attention exactly. I'm on the phone, can't figure out. And oh my goodness gracious, I now see a mouse walking around with something in its mouth. So let's stop the tape right now. Not literally, but figuratively. Let's stop the show right now. Stop the show right now. At this moment in time, if I would want to eat this item on Pesach, like Tazer Shem, if I would want to eat this item on Pesach, so what would the din be? Would I be permitted to eat this item? What would the halacha say? Absolutely not. Why? Because it's a figurative item, right? So this item, this little round cake. Problem is, when one out of four people leaves, that's a quarter of the shiur. somebody told me they were once in a college class that he was the only one in the class. No, she was one guy in the class. And a Porsche had to go, he had to leave. And he walked out, and don't worry, we weren't making fun of him, we were just telling a story, just your tzia just prompted a story. And he said he walked out, and the professor just kept on talking. So we were saying that when one out of four leaves, you know, it's a high percentage. Baruch Hashem, he's returned. Okay, so not to mention our friends on Zoom. So comes the Ron and says, I have a mouse, and the mouse ran into the house. I'm sorry, the mouse ran to the piles, and now it's got this item, this piece of cake or something or other, either chametz or matzah, sitting in its mouth, and it's about to dash into the house. So before it dashes and darts into the house, stop, hold the phone right now. Am I allowed to eat this item? No. Sveika deraisa l'chumra tells me I'm not allowed to eat this item. So what's the name of this? What's the name of this item right now? I have this piece of something in front of me. What halacha dictates that I can't eat this item? Hilchas, chametz, right? Because it's a klal and halacha speaking the rice of chumra, therefore I'm not allowed to eat this. So this is chametz. I mean, for all practical purposes, you're right in terms of theoretically in the ilmus, elyonis. Maybe it's possible that it's not really chametz, but we live in ilma tachta, not in ilma elyon. So from our vantage point, we have to, if we had to put a label on this item, we call it chametz, right? Something points us to say it's chutz. Now, press case. Stop pressing the pause button. Now, let the show continue. So the mouse is taking this item that we just declared to be osavidaris chometz, and the mouse takes it into a house. So I have a house that it's a makom shemechnisim chometz. I know for a fact that I have chometz in this house. I don't really know it because I only knew this was chametz based on tzveigah. But once tzveigah derais l'chumah paskins up that this chatich is also b'teiras chametz, so now I have a makom shem chnisim chametz. That's what the Shiran says. So it's hilchos bedikas chametz that's kicking in here. That I have all the criteria in place. It's a makom shem chnisim chametz. It's not like the chametz that we're used to. We're used to thinking of chametz as like a big fat challah roll. Like no one had any shiloh about this. A big slice of pizza. What's the difference, says the Ron? What's the difference whether it's chametz because it's a big fat challah roll of choladeus, or it's chametz because sheishmaitza at kabaska, that's fake the rice of the chumr. And therefore we have to treat it as chametz. So once we have to ask if there's chametz, memela, I'm chayav in b'dikas chametz. If you want to say a really long this, you could say, once the suffix is Notzar, I become Chai B'Torah's Vada B'Tikas Chometz. You want to say it like a very, very fancy, spancy way. But that's basically the gist of what Chiddush Aran says.
And Baish Machisim B'Chometz is Chai B'Deraisa?
There's no Deraisa here anyway, because everything is Bittl.
No, it's a right, so it's only Derabana. So it's still, right now we're looking at an Isser Derabana, a Chiv Derabana of checking the house.
No, 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 but right now, something that is Usser as Chometz, but into the house.
Oh, so the house is still chayv derabanan bebedika.
Well, nothing
is suffik is a suffik on a deraisa.
Nothing is ever deraisa. Bedikas chometz never deraisa.
Right.
Well, deraisa bet to be amasaki, right? But I can say with certainty a cheftza that we just declared halachically to be treated like chometz has now entered into my house.
So there's no more suffik.
So it's not a suffik anymore. So now since I wasn't allowed to eat it, so a male chiyuv bedikas chometz was no tzar. That's the right. That's the yisod for the chiddushah. Right. Yeah.
The Ron's assuming it's something the rest of the
Chumra
is like a mirror.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think. I'm not sure you have to go down that route. I think right now, Hilchos Chometz dictates I can't eat it. What's the Dafka mina? Whether I can't eat it as al tzavada, as a chometz, as a sofik. The Ma'aseh Hilchos Chometz dictates I can't eat it. One something that's nesa b'toras chometz is nichlas into my house. I have on my hands a machom shabbatis my chometz, and that's a chavis bedika. So comes the Magid Mishnah. There's the Magid Mishnah we spoke about in the past. The Magid Mishnah says something perhaps a little bit less fancy than the Chiddush Aran. We spoke about this Magid Mishnah back in Elul. I remember saying it in our Torah in the Friyat Gederus. One of our first stops was at Hendrin this year. So I think we outdid this at Hendrin this, and then only made 10 trips. We've done I think more than that. So comes the Magid Mishnah and says he thinks the reason why we have to be so machman because chametz even though it's only derabanan. There's something very, very unique about Bedikas Chometz. What is it? That Bedikas Chometz was a takana that was made ala sofik. I don't really know I have chometz in the first place. The whole takana of Bedikas Chometz is, I think I have chometz. I suspect that I have chometz here. I don't know for certain. So it doesn't matter. If I knew for certain, I wouldn't have to do Bedikas in the whole house. Just go pick up that chometz in. No, it means I don't know for sure that there's chometz here. I suspect there's chometz here. So why don't you turn around and say the following? Or B'tikas Chometz should be mutter. Why? Because B'tikas Chometz is not in the Rabbanon. The Reis is to be Amasagi. So whatever Chashash is the Rabbanon, there are, but it's only a Sufik, whether we have Chometz there. So what? Ask a question on all B'tikas Chometz. Why did Chazal institute B'tikas Chometz? Well, the answer is, Chazal was smarter than you. Chazal instituted the Takana ala Sufik. That it's true that, in theory, Lu Yitzu, there wouldn't have been a Takana of B'tikas Chometz, so I could have just gotten away with it and said, well, Sufik Rabbanon will cool the day. So says the Magid Mishnah, but Chazal wanted to institute B'tikas Chometz. And the whole takana was made in Lasofik. So vis-a-vis the takana of B'tikas Chometz, that's made in Lasofik, you can't turn around and say, Sofik B'tikas Chometz, the kula. That's cheating. This is an exception to the rule. So there's something unique about the formulation of the takana. Since the whole takana mitchil was nasa Lasofik, you can't turn around and say, that's Sofik, Sofik Yabar, the kula. That's the Magid Mishnah's word. It's like a Moshul of David Daim, the Paskin talk about the Shaila. Let's say I have cheese in front of me, and I'm not sure whether it's Jewish cheese or Goyish cheese. So the Mishnah says, Masech Sevet Azar, the Chazal Asa Gvinis Akum, for a whole array of different reasons. So Minatari should be Mutar. Minatari, there's nothing really to be worried about. The Midrabban, it's also half a dozen reasons. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the reason why we're not quite sure what the reason was altogether, why don't we know? What do you mean? We don't know what the Takana was. So the Gemara explains that when they made the original Takana Gvinis Akum, they didn't want to publicize the reason. Because the Gemara says that when Chazal make a Takana, so it's not a good idea for them to tell everybody what the reason for the Takana is. Why? Because people are going to think that they're going to outsmart the Takana. They're going to think, oh, there's a Takana, but the reason doesn't apply to me. So therefore, Chazal, we don't tell you why it's also. The rabbi said it's also finished. Don't ask any cashes. So first we let the Takana seep into people for a little bit. After a year or so, people get into the routine of doing it. So then we'll tell them what the reason is, and then hope and pray that they'll continue to do it. But it's not such a good idea to publicize the background. It's the Perish Gemara. That's what the Mishnah tells a story in Avodah Zarah that one of the Tanoim asked another Tana, "Mipnei ma'asu gvinas akum?" Why did they ask gvinas akum? So instead of answering it, I think it's Rabbi Shua, I'm mistaken. Rabbi Shua quoted a pasuk from Shir Shirim about Kitoim the Dechamiyai and a whole Derush, a whole beautiful Shir Shirim Torah. So the Gemara says, well, I asked about halachic shah, and he gave me a sermon for Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach. My Indian Zetzel Zeh. So Gemara says, Idafka didn't want to answer the question because Ein Megalon, once the Metagon, Ein Megalon Tamasa. So the problem is that now a year passed, and no one remembers why we made the Metagon for. So Gemara quotes six different reasons why the Metagon is that. So the Poskim discuss, what if you have a suffix Gvirus Acham, have a piece of cheese, I don't know. Is it Ha'olam, or is it, what's a good name of a grocery cheese company? Kraft. Kraft. So it's either Kraft or it's Ha'olam. You can't tell. Well, it's the same. You can't tell. So what do you do? So if you'd ask me, I'd say, suffix Darban Lakul, the whole of Gvirus Acham, it's not a Darban anyway, even a third, there's nothing to worry about. So it should be Mutta. So not so simple. Because one of the reasons why Chazal instituted Gvirus Acham, again, there are an array of different reasons. So some of the reasons were based on certain Tzvekis, that they were concerned, maybe there's a chance that either the Chol of Acham got mixed in, possibly, or maybe they're afraid that the Goyim, some of the Goyim used to smear some pig's fat on top of the cheese, you couldn't tell, or some of the Goyim would prepare it with the rennet that came from Treif Adam, a whole array of different Tzvekis. So some Acharim say, wait, hold the phone. If Gvinas Acham Gufo was instituted ala Sofek, so you can't cheat and say, well, it's a Sofek Darban Lekul. That's not... You want to say Sofek Darban Lekul, let's say, I don't know, Bishul Acham. Bishul Acham wasn't instituted ala Sofek. We know exactly. We don't want you to eat the Goyish steak, lest you come to marry the Goy's daughter. There was no Sofek, because it was a Vaday. And if you have a Sofek, Bishul Acham, that should go Lekul. But if you have a Sofek about Issa that was made Gufo ala Sofek, you can't cheat and call Sofek Darban Lekul. So these two reasons that are presented by the Ran and by the Magen Mishnah are both invoking something unique in a sense to B'dikas Chometz. The Ran is saying that Hilchos B'dikas Chometz is requiring you to do the B'dika, and the Magen Mishnah is saying Hilchos B'dikas Chometz is requiring you to do the B'dika. It's a little bit of a different twist, a little bit of a different nuance, but they're both Chometz-oriented Teiritzim. Come others and suggest, no, maybe there's something even more fundamental, something more basic here, that really touches as its roots in Kol Torah Kula. There may be some unique principle of Hilchos Tzvekis that's playing out here that is preventing the application of Sofek Darban Lekul. The question is, what is that? What is special about that? So we have to almost take a little bit of a step back and fiddle around, look around a little bit, and see. Sofek Darban Lekul is a great principle. I mean, it's a Mishnah in a few places. It's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos, other places. It's a few places. Sofek Darban Lekul. But every once in a blue moon, we bump into a limitation. So Darban Lekul is not an absolute end-all. There are a few exceptions to the rule here and there. So perhaps if we analyze some of the pre-existing exceptions to the rule, so maybe this will shed some light on why on the test of a base with the mouse running into the house may also be included, being subsumed under the headings of one of those exceptions to the rule. So what are some of the exceptions we've seen in the past? We saw it not that long ago. It was a famous machlokes, the Shachet Pri Chadosh. Who remembers?
The Ramban.
Who remembers? Sveik Adam Ramban Kula, by
what? If you don't actually need it, you shouldn't rely on it.
That's a different part. The Ran, that's a different part. We just had this in the last sugi by Ein Savik Motzim Devadai. Remember by the Cheskes Chover? Chazach Allah Chover, Shein Motzim Tachaz Yodo, Rashi Taisis. Can we talk about this? We just talked about it a week ago. About the Gemara says that Chazak al Chaver Shein Motzim Tachaz Yodo, right? So, and the Gemara says one of the reasons is because it's not a Safek of Safek, because you don't even know that there was Gemara Malach in the first place. But wait a second, even though Gemara Malach is still in the Siddur Rabbanan, right, to eat prior to Gemara Malach, Achilles Kevin, can we talk about it? Just go with this, right? Downstairs, in location number 67A. So, the bottom line is there was a Machlekes of Ishan, Machlekes of Gedalia, Paisk, and the Shach, and the Pichadosh, about whether Safek to Abon Lekul applies when you have a Cheskes Isser. Right, did we talk about that?
Yeah,
we just
spoke about it. We did.
We just spoke about it. Yeah, it was about Erevin, right? The three answers of Yossi, the seer of Yossi about Erevin.
Yeah.
Just like a week ago. Yeah. So comes the Shach, and the Klal Yisvek Svek is a famous, famous break, the famous Klal. The Shach says that when you have a Cheskes Isser, so Svek Darban Lekul falls, by the way. So Svek Darban Lekul means I have a 50-50 Sofek. I have nothing else on the board. I have no other factors. I don't have robes. I have chazak. I have nothing else to go on. It says, blight the suffer. Okay, speak it up on the cool and finish and call it a day. But when you have a chazakah, so that means you know this isser here. It's not that you know this isser on the table now, but you know that there was some kind of an isser on the radar screen. It's been usser. It's been tummy. It's been trape, and now you want to know if something changed or not. So the Shach says, you can't hide behind Sveik Darban Lekula. Sveik Darban Lekula doesn't exist when there is a pre-existing concept. There is isser somewhere around, floating around on the radar here. So that prevents the application of Sveik Darban Lekula. It's a famous sheet of the Shach. And again, as we pointed out, it's Rashi and Taisus and Sachem Dov Tesma. So what's the idea of this Shach? That the Shach is claiming in... and he has a Gemara, he's one day in the Gemara, and that seems to say this idea. What is this based on? What is this whole idea? So the Chora, it's not that it's just Chazaka per se. It's not that Chazaka is so unbelievably powerful. What the Shas Klal basically means is that Svegad Rabbanan Lekula exists when we don't really know about an Yisur. We don't really know about anything. I have an egg in front of me. I have no idea. Is this Bishlachala? Did the Goy cook it? Did the Goy not cook it? I have no idea. So that's called Svegad Rabbanan Lekula. But whenever Yisur is present somehow, somewhere in a Dalama somewhere, so that prevents, that's an ego to the Klal Svegad Rabbanan Lekula. So comes the Shach and says, maybe there's a corollary to the Klal he just said. Maybe there's another scenario that would play out that would also prevent us from applying the rule of Svegad Rabbanan Lekula for almost the same kind of a reason. The Gemara Masechet Krisos tells us that there are two different types of Svegas. They have a piece of meat, a piece of fat. I don't know whether it's Chelev or not. So I don't know whether it's Chelev or not. It could be for one of two reasons. Either I don't know that it's Chelev, I don't have a clue. Where it's, I'm sure, I don't know anything. So I have a piece of meat. It looks pretty fatty. It looks pretty greasy. It looks like pretty high cholesterol. But I don't know. It could be either from the fat that's in the sakaris, or it could be some from the fat. There are a lot of fatty pieces of meat that had to go. That are shuman. So I have nothing to do on. I have no way of knowing whether there is this or here. There is that. I don't know anything about this piece of meat. So that's one kind of a sophic. That's fake deraisa. The chomer because chilev isn't deraisa, but that's one kind of sophic. Then the Gemara says there's a different kind of a sophic, and that's what's called ikva isura. Ikva isura means there's another name for ikva isura. It's not kavua yet. Ikva isura is beis chatichas. Beis chatichas means that I know for a fact that I have a piece of chilev here, and I know for a fact that I have a piece of shuman here. I have both pieces on the table, so it's only two pieces. It would be two shumans and one chelav and a bit of world, I think some kidori. So, but I don't have three. I only have two pieces. So, last we checked, 1-to-1 ratio. There's no rov. Okay, so I have one piece of chelav, one piece of shuman. However, this kind of a sofik is a significantly more chomer sofik than the first case. Why? In the first case, I have no inside information. There's any yisur here, whereas over here, I know there is chelav on this table. There is this terrible disaster, chelev, flying around here somewhere. I just don't know. Either one of those two pieces I picked up and eat for lunch, I don't know whether I picked the chelev or I picked the shuman. So in terms of, statistically, it could be it's the same 50-50. At the end of the day, there's a suffolk of shuffle, that's a suffolk of shuffle. But conceptually, it's very, very different. In the first case, I don't know of the existence of any issue. I'm just guessing that maybe. In the case of number two, I know for a fact that there is issue here.
Nafkamina, they're also in both
cases. Oh, just all day. What's the nafkamina? Tremendous potential nafkamina. So the potential nafkamina may be nothing or maybe everything. And I'll tell you. The Gemara has 50-50, something shalom. So the Gemara Masechet Krisos has a machlokes about how to understand the din ha-Torah of Oshem Talui. Torah says at the end of Parshat V'yikra that if a person violates in the Sekaris B'shogeg, then you bring a Korban Chatos. If you violate a suffix, it says v'lo yadav Hashem v'nasach. He doesn't even know whether you violated in the sakaris. So then you don't bring a korban chatos; you bring an Hashem Tov. Hashem Tov is a very, very funny korban because you don't really know that you have to bring it, which is usually doesn't apply in korbanos. Let's say a korban olah, korban shlamim, I can bring it in a dav anyway; it doesn't make a difference. But a korban chatos, if I don't know whether I was b'chal Shabbos, I'm going to bring a korban. It's a suffix only azara. The only exception, what's the one exception to that rule of Korban Chatos that can be brought to a Sofik? Chatos Oif is Bola Sofik. That's a special Allah Moshe Messina that can be Chatos Oif or Sofik. That's a different ballgame, it's a different world. But a Chatos Behema, I feel so guilty. Maybe I was Michal Shabbos with Shugging. Well, how are you going to be a Korban Chatos for? It may be what you may be making matters worse because he violated Chulim Be'azara. So how are you going to be a Korban Chatos be Sofik? So we can't shivel tasa, you have no choice. What can you do? So generally the starting point is korban is chayva, you can't volunteer to bring a korban chayva. That's not mitvas, that's shaykh. Oh, in shlam, you can bring a neder and dove, you can bring a chatas as neder and dove. So here the Torah tells us a very, very strange thing. The Torah tells us that if you have a suffix, whether you have to bring a korban chatas, don't bring a korban chatas. Bring a different korban oshem talui. So bring an oshem talui now. But Rosh Hashanah is a funny carbon because it's mechaper, kind of. It's mechaper kol zman, you don't find out that you really did do the aveir. Let's say I bring the Yoshim Dolan 6 months later, I go back to the videotape and oh my goodness, that really was Chil Shav, that really was Chil Shav, that really was Chavetz Pesach. Then I can't say, well, Baruch Hashem, I can breathe, breathe freely because I brought my carbon Yoshim Dolan. No, once you find out that you really a chayv in the carbon of chatas, then you have to bring it, and the Hashem Tali doesn't help anymore. So the Hashem Tali holds you over. The Hashem Tali is megim bnei yisurim. The Hashem Tali, keeps the yisurim in check, keeps the kapar on hold, but to be determined later. It's l'moshon davadam Rashi Chumash quotes. We have a similar kind of an idea where you have to do something yourself. Like I really have no idea whether I'm chayav to. Whether I even need this kapar altogether, but the Torah says be suffering, you better do it. But it's on hold until when? Until you find out. If and when you find out, then you have to do something else. What is that? What's the same mashal? Rashi Chumash quotes it. But Egla Rufa, it's the same thing. The Torah says kapel yam chabnei Yisrael, then kapel yam adam. Egla Rufa is a mechaper. Here I have the Jewish community, which is closest. Right, we measured out, and you have the closest city to the Cholol, so the Tonic Kapara. Because somebody died. Somebody dies, and you may have been indirectly responsible that you didn't give him food, you didn't give him whatever it was. So we don't know. You may, Lona Dami call. So what do you do? We're not going to kill the whole city. What are you going to do? So we don't know who the Ritzach is. But on the other hand, just because we don't know who the Ritzach is doesn't mean that you're not responsible. You are responsible. You are held accountable. So therefore, you have to bring an Egla Rufa. So I would take who? Baruch Hashem, I brought the Egla Rufa. Now I'm good. The murderer, is found 6 months later. Well, that's not my problem. So normally there's a din that there's a halacha that if a person kills somebody, it's chavis based din, but it's more than that. That you need a kapara. The Torah says v'la'aretz lo yechubar ki bedam shovcho, that you can't take the attitude that we're not going to kill the ritzach. You have to kill the ritzach as based din. The mitzvah is based din, but it's more than the ritzach. It's even more than that. There's a din that the aretz lo yechupa ki b'dam shomcho, that there has to be a kapara for that terrible gefer l'chaveira of shvichus damen. So I would have taken the attitude that, well, we brought the Eglav Rufa already, leave us alone, let the guy off already, the guy's 95 years old, let the ritzach go already, finish gemaru. So no, the Torah says the Torah says the end of Parsha Eglav Rufa. The Torah says, and by the way, even though you brought an Eglav Rufa, that works as a kapara kozman lona damiko. Oh, but once it comes to light, mihiko, then you better go and kill that person, because otherwise you're not going to have a kapara for the los achnifos oretz. It's going to be a terrible kitrug in Eretz Israel. If the rotzech, to have a rotzech walk in the streets, to have a rotzech walking free, that's a terrible, terrible thing. That's detrimental to the entire world, the entire society, to have rotzechim just walking in the streets. So Rashi Chumash quotes this idea from Chazal, that it's the same kind of a model. That the Torah gives you a kapara, temporary kapara, to be determined if and when we never find out, if the situation never clears up. So then we did our best, we had a kapara, but if it clears up, we have to bring in another carbon. So Ashim Ta'alui is that kind of a potentially temporary kapara. So everyone agrees to Ashim Ta'alui, it's a positive Chumash. Everyone agrees to Ashim Ta'alui is for a Safek Karis. That was a Psukim Drash Lach Mosin, that's obvious. The Gemara Zemach Loikis in Maseches Krisos, as to which of these cases of Sfeikas would Hashem Tali apply to. Because remember, the two different cases. One is a guy ate a piece of fat and he has no idea whether he ate Chelev or Shuman. No way, no idea one way or the other. The second case is he knows his Chelev, he knows the Shuman, and now he doesn't remember, he's not sure which one he ate, he doesn't know which one was which. That's a different case. So according to one opinion in the Gemara, there's Hashem Tali for both. That's Mr. Alter's opinion. Does a suffix and does a suffix. It's finished. It's the same. What's the difference? There's a sfeik derais and there's a sfeik derais. You have to be Rosh Tali for both. And the Gemara quotes another opinion that says no. Hashem Tali is only brought for the case of the base chatichas. And it's not brought for chatichachas. That in the case of the chatichachas, you don't have to bring Hashem Tali. Only for the chatichachas, the base chatichas. So we have in the past like that second day. We hold that Hashem Tali is only brought in a limited case. Only one out of the cases is subject to Hashem Tali. So there's a big machlokes, the Rama, the Rashba. How to understand Pshat in that? Good. Maya, you managed on how to answer this for all this kasha. From the mathematician's point of view, there's a suffix. So why is it that Hashem Tali is brought in one, not brought in another? So the Rama has a very, very fascinating reason as to why this is true. The Rambam doesn't say this explicitly, but all the Achronim, many of the Achronim put this together based on what the Shittas HaRambam is. There is a huge, huge problem with Shittas HaRambam concerning the din of Hashem Tali. There is a very, very profound question about Hashem Tali in general, according to the Rambam. What is that question? Yeah, the Rambam sheet is, in Hilchos Tumas Beis, Praktes Hilchos Tumas Beis, that all of Sfeikas are only Luchum and Midirabanan. According to the Rambam, our famous statement, if you meet Moshe Rabbeinu on the street and ask him, I found a piece of meat on the floor. There's no Teisha Chanuyos. I found in the middle of the desert a piece of meat. I'm looking at the meat. It could be chaz, it could be a shah. I have no idea what it is. Mam 50-50. You remember Moshe Rabbeinu would say, let's sit down, we'll make it a barbecue, we'll have it for dinner. Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe chazir. Maybe chazir. What does that do with me? So Sfeikas, all Sfeikas are mutter ben Torah. That's what the Chavos Das explains, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us, he speaks bevados. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak in riddles. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't speak in everything is clear as day to the Rabbanu Shalom. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'dav Hashem V'shleb, don't eat chazir. So if you look up in the dictionary, what does chazir mean? Chazir means 100% certain chazir. That's the chazir of Torah. So when you walk by, walk by 185th Street and then they're grilling chazir on the grill there, that's the chazir of Torah. If I find a piece of meat in the middle of the desert, maybe it's chazir, maybe it's not. That's not chazir b'tar. That's sofek chazir, not chazir b'tar. It's a different chalashim, it's a different entity. So the Rambam sheet is that all sveikis are amutim in a Torah. So what's the huge problem against the Rambam?
So
why are you bringing Hashem Tali for? If Hashem Tali means you did something terrible and you need a kapara and you're clapping and you're crying and you're saying, please give me a kapara. Give me a kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu just said it's mutter. Moshe Rabbeinu ate dinner with you on it. So if I find a piece of fat, and I don't know whether it's chelev or the chumun. If I ask Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm allowed to eat it. I'm allowed to eat it like a chelev. Then I have to bring in Hashem Tali. That sounds pretty silly. Hashem Tali is for something I did wrong. So what am I bringing Hashem Tali for if it's mutter like a chelev to eat it? That's the age old kash against the Rambam. So what's the answer? So there was some who said when we spoke about this earlier this year also. Who remembers the old answer, the not popular answer?
There's two
gears in the Rambam. Yeah, there's one gears in the Rambam that says that the Rambam writes that I say such a thing that all sveikas are mutter ben Torah. That's by chayvei lavim, but by chayvei kores, I agree that all sveikas are deraisa. As and the Rambam says according to this gears, as it says by Hashem Tali, as does the mitzvah Hashem Tali. So there is a gears in brackets in the Rambam that says that b'med v'amamurim, I said what I said, that all sveikas are mutter ben Torah. That's only by lavim, but by kores, everything changes. That's a very, very questionable girsa. It's a very, very, very difficult girsa. Why is it? Anyone remember why? Because the Rambam, that same halacha, take a look at Brachas halacha, and the Chosdus Meis writes that all sveikas are mutter min haTorah. The Rambam writes, not just the Nuchas Tumas, that's what the Rambam's talking about. All sveikas and Tumas are mutter min haTorah. And says the Rambam, in all areas of halacha, sveikas are mutter. Bein b'arayas, bein b'shabbos. Last we checked, all the Gilirayas or Yisra Karas. Last we checked, Chil Shabbos is in the Karas. So what does the Rambam say? B'med the Ramurim, only Lavim. It's a very, very big palace. Achrayim tried it very, very hard to be Yashiv, that Girsa. The Pashim Shad is the Girsa is not right. The Pashim Shad is that Girsa was put in by somebody who was asking the Kasha, and the Rambam said, oh, it must be the answer. But the Rambam in the line before didn't say that. So what is the more correct answer to the Shittas of Rambam? So many of the Achareim say the more correct answer is as follows, that the Rambam understood that was goof from the Nekudas and Machloikas of the Gemara and Krisas. Whether you bring an Hashem Tali for all Sveikas or only for when you have Beis Chatichas. The Rambam understood that we paskin that you only bring an Hashem Tali for Beis Chatichas because Beis Chatichas is different than one Chaticha. Beis Chatichas Sveik Daraisa Machomim Daraisa. B'med v'amamurim, this is what the Rambam really should have said. B'med v'amamurim, that all sveikas and mutter ben Torah, that's when you stop at the Suffolk and develop the Rambam. No, desert, find a piece of meat, I have no idea. Yeah, no, maybe so. So that kind of a Suffolk, the Rambam says, is mutter ben Torah. But when you have a type of a Suffolk where you know you have something dreifer, you know this chaylev within 2 feet of you, you just don't know which one it is, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to say, that's mutter ben Torah, that's ridiculous. So the Rambam understood, that's why you bring an Hashem Tali. That's exactly why we paskin like we do. You only bring an Hashem Tali for Beis Chatichas, not for Chatich Achas. And the other day in the Gemara, Tach Hold, Sveikas are also ben Torah. That exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes in the Gemara. So if you hold that all Sveikas are also ben Torah, like the Rashba. If you hold, there's the Rambam talking, Rambam before the Rashba. The Rambam saying, if you hold like that day in the Gemara that we don't accept, was rejected, La Locha, they always bring an Hashem Tov, even for Chaticha Achas. So then you must subscribe to the Yud HaChiram. Then the question is better than the answer. Then Sveik is a Rasa Min HaTorah. The whole reason why we paskin that you don't is because we paskin that Sveik is a Mutter Min HaTorah. But let's qualify that statement. Sveik is a Mutter Min HaTorah, provided that it's not a suffix with base Chatichas. With base Chatichas that we know for a fact as Isser here, that kind of a suffix is for sure also Min HaTorah, even according to the Rambam. So that's my response to you, Mr. Alter. That's going to set the stage. I didn't just respond to you. That's going to set the stage for the Shach as well. So you see that, according to the Rambam, there's a huge difference between Beis Chatichas and Chaticha Achas. So hopefully we'll have to see tomorrow that, according to the Rashba, there's a significantly less huge difference. And we'll have to see that this is going to set the stage for understanding the Shach, understanding what this will, how this is going to potentially answer our question, why Kavua changes the world in terms of Safed Yom HaLukula, but we still have a lot more work to do before we fine-tune this stats. Okay, so hopefully we'll meet you tomorrow. Shir, guys are still around. What's next week's schedule?
I'm here every day except Monday.
I'm here next week.
Next week? You guys around?